It's a decency debate now with Tim Winter, president of the Parents Television Council, and Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason TV and Reason.com. I really just don't even know where to begin. The coarsening of the culture has been going on for years, decades really, I suppose. Mr. Gillespie, isn't it time for some CEO of a media company to stand up on one of these award shows and say, enough is enough. You use that kind of language, you're out of here, and you're never coming back.
No, I don't think so at all. The important thing, first off, the coarsening of the culture has been going on for centuries. Some people trace it back to the invention of the printing press. This is a perennial story, and what we can say about the past 30 years, there's no question that the culture is getting coarser. We see more sexual situations, more flagrant sexual situations, more violence on TV. All of the social indicators that are supposed to show how evil this is and what a bad influence are going in the right direction.
So should we, Mr. Winter, if Mr. Gillespie is correct, should we just accept the idea that the F word is an acceptable adjective and adverb?
No, it comes as no surprise I don't agree with Mr. Gillespie. I don't think that the standards of decency as it relates to how we interact with one another have changed all that much. I think what has changed is broadcast standards, not decency standards, broadcast standards. Mm-hmm. Example one is 2 weeks ago CBS announced their fall lineup and included in the title of one of its shows the S word for excrement in the title of one of its shows. I think that the 47 F-bombs during a two-hour broadcast on MTV is intentional by MTV. They want to push the envelope. They want to be edgy. It's not what I don't believe what the public is asking for. I don't ever once in my 15 years working at NBC remember somebody saying, that was a good show, but it would have been even better if it had more F-bombs in it.
Yeah, you know, Nick, it does seem, though, as though it's kind of a race to the bottom, if you will.
No.
It feels that way. I mean, look, television companies and media companies are in the business of making a profit. And the more outrageous a program is, it tends to get the higher ratings. That's what I mean. It's a race to the bottom. Yeah. Who's going to be more outrageous than the other?
There are clearly diminishing returns. And the way that both the PTC as well as I think you guys are talking about the problem, it is self-correcting. Because if, in fact, this is intentional and it turns people off, then they won't tune in, and the stuff that's offered will change accordingly. If it does draw viewers, then more power to it, because these are media companies. They're entertainment companies. They are supposed to be giving people something they want to see.
Is there any evidence that this has led to things like higher teen pregnancy and things like that?
No, the teen pregnancy is down. Teen sexual activity is down. Violent behavior is down. Over the past 30 years, at the exact same time that everybody would agree, popular culture has gotten more and more vulgar, more and more graphic.
Mr. Winter, you have 20 seconds.
Ask the chiefs of police around the country why the crime is down. How about the billions of dollars spent on intervention for youth and teen pregnancy? Is media alone to blame? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All righty. Dick and Tom, Tim, thank you very much for that as the culture continues to go. It's